Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, the current conflict in Pakistan is rooted in past wrongs, but there's a connecting point for you today. Then later, a ministry can help you connect with something bigger than yourself. It's called the Great Commission. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll start today in Pakistan's Balochistan province, where renewed clashes between freedom fighters and security forces gives the global church a call to action. Here's what you need to know. On Saturday, fighters from the Balochistan Liberation Army killed nearly 50 people in coordinated attacks across the province. Pakistani security forces intervened swiftly, so far killing at least 145 BLA fighters. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says the conflict in the region goes back decades, yet carries an edge of hope.
Anytime there's instability and chaos in majority Hindu, Buddhist, or Muslim environments, it creates an opportunity for the gospel because the people are suffering. And so you begin to question and look at your worldview and say, is this really all that life has for me?
The people in Balochistan are largely poor and see their homeland's rich natural resources being exploited by others. Many desire political independence, but that isn't what will truly satisfy them. So pray for spiritual independence. Frontiers like this are exactly where the church needs to engage, says Kelly.
We need to mobilize the Christian church in Pakistan into this area more strategically and intentionally.
You can be part of that push by praying for more laborers and partnering with Unknown Nations to help them do just that. We'll connect you in the full story at our website. Don't let this story pass you by. Elsewhere, ongoing developments in Minneapolis fuel public debate over immigration enforcement in the United States. Hutchcraft Ministries' Doug Hutchcraft says,
the reason it's such a big deal is because most people know someone that is affected by this.
The Department of Homeland Security is now implementing body cameras after the fatal shooting of two U.S. citizens last month by federal agents. Meanwhile, anti-ICE protests continue. Residents in South Minneapolis set up a blockade to prevent agents from entering their neighborhood.
There's so much in the headlines that are making people anxious and angry. It seems like the loudest voices when it comes to the immigration debate are the most extreme ones.
Many Christians wonder how to enter the highly politicized conversation.
You don't have to fall for the lie that you've got to operate within one extreme or another. You can be Christ's ambassador and believe that what the law says about things like immigration is important while still feeling loving compassion towards someone that may have not gotten here legally from a different country.
Ask God to help you be his representative when discussing current events.
When you're a follower of Jesus, people are listening to what you have to say, what you think about these things.
And
when people open the Word of God and read it, they're having hope.
That's Jason Wolford of Mission Cry. Hope is deeply needed in many parts of the world. The ministry's work began when a junk dealer found a Bible in a garbage can 70 years ago.
Didn't want to throw it out. He saved it. Once he got a box of these Bibles, he sent that first box to India.
Since then, Mission Cry has collected Bibles and Christian books from store shelves, garage sales, and bookstores, and brought them to communities worldwide. That brings book donors into the global gospel movement.
Having the ability to become a missionary without ever leaving their home and sending the word that doesn't return void.
So far, the ministry has sent Bibles and Christian books to 181 countries. That's an estimated $500 million in materials. Most importantly, people desperate for hope are getting access to its source.
People that are being martyred for their faith, people that are being beaten, losing their jobs, their churches lit on fire. And in most cases, this happening to them for a God they're serving, but they can't even read about because they can't afford a Bible. And we're changing that.
Pray for Mission Cry to find more books and for the Holy Spirit's guidance in where to send them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.